Good afternoon, Exotic Set. This is Brock speaking. How can I help?
Oh, hi, Brock. I come to you guys every so often for my birds, and I just had a advice question that I need to ask, if possible.
I'll try and answer it. Go far away.
Yeah, no, that's okay. So I've got two lovebirds. They're a pair and they're in an aviary, so they're not hen raised or anything like that. But we just had a clutch in July this year on the 10th, I think it was. And I didn't remove the box, and now it seems like she might be looking to lay again.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to ask your advice on whether I should remove the box, let her run the course, how long should I leave them, I guess, between clutches till they should nest again?
Sure. So, yeah, I definitely take the box out. The more eggs they lay, the more problems we're going to have, definitely.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. That would definitely be ideal. You can usually check if she has an egg inside, if you feel a little abdomen. But
I can see it at her bum. Her bum looks really rounded.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like she may have an egg. So if she does, what should I do there?
Yeah, look, I'd probably let her lay it and then get through another clutch, and then I would just take the box away forever, really, for sure. Because they get lots of problems. Yeah, I mean, most of our job is just birds that lay too many eggs. Definitely.
Yeah, true. So if I let her lay this egg, should I then just take the box out and just let that egg, you know, die off and then let her not lay anything for another year?
Yeah, I mean, I think that'd be fine. Like, if you just want to let her lay another clutch, that's fine as well. Are they both females or one male, one female?
It's one male, one female. So I hand raised the baby. This is my second time doing a clutch. So she had a year between. I think the last year it was October she laid, and then this year it was June, late June that she laid. Well, it hatched in July. So I wasn't sure if it was best. I guess let her lay that single egg and then take the box out completely.
Yeah, I just let her lay the full clutch, and I would just change the eggs out for, like, boil them or just put fake lovebird eggs in so you don't have any more offspring. It'd be fine.
Yeah, okay. And is that just so that it doesn't take too much energy from her and cause any issues?
Sterilising the eggs or changing the eggs, sorry.
Yeah. Is that just so that she's not putting too much, like, nutrients, taking it from herself and putting it into the babies? Is that why? Just sort of keep her health together. Is that why you would recommend doing that?
Is it a goal for you to breed them? Like, do you want more?
Yeah. I'll continue to keep breeding them and stuff like that. I just wanted to know whether it was best I just remove the eggs completely so that it gives her a break, or...
Yeah, no, look, if you want to keep breeding them, that I would, you know, yeah, keep rearing them. But I wouldn't want a bird to lay more or breed more than two clutches a year. You might find she develops, reproductive problems, definitely.
Okay, all right, no worries. I'll let her lay this egg then, and I'll just take the box straight out and then wait another year and just let her... redo it again in a year's time then.
Yeah, I think that's okay. Or you could just sort of finish this clutch off and do it again. That should be fine.
Okay, okay, awesome. Thank you.
But yeah, fingers crossed. If she looks unwell, definitely come down straight away and ring up.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you so much.
No worries. All right, bye.
No worries. Bye-bye.